Welcome to session four, or day four, of the Shivisi principle. Let's do a quick review. On the first session, we introduced the concept of the Shivisi principle. On the second session, or day, we introduced the concept of our negative addictions and related it to five levels of our personal dimension of experience, our thoughts, our feelings, our physiology, behavior, and relationships. Then we began with the very first of our Yud-K or Vav-K awareness, Hashem's name, of which there are 10 levels. The first level was the visualizations. Today we're going to discuss the second level, which is counting the Yud-K, Vav-K in our daily lives. So let's begin. Do you have any idea the number of times during the day you utter, you say, you express these four letters of Yud-K, Vav-K, Hashem's name? The reality is that Chazal, our sages, wanted the power of Hashem's name to saturate our lives. In the laws of our daily life, the Shulchan Aruch, we're told that the secret to being a lion, strong, productive, Eved Hashem, fulfilling who we are, close to Hashem, is through keeping the name of Hashem, the Yud-K, Vav-K, in front of us throughout the day. Well, this is a focus of life which is beyond most of us. However, the rabbis, Chazal, has given us, David HaMelech, King David, has given us the opportunity to mention Hashem's name countless times throughout the day, through our davening, our prayers, our blessings, our brachas, our psalms, our tehillim, reciting Kriya Shema. So just by being aware of the times you enunciate, you say the Yud-K, Vav-K, this alone will enable you to deepen your connection to Hashem. And the more you deepen the connection to Hashem, the more real, the more present Hashem is in your life through uttering, through expressing His name, His holy name. And the more real and deeper and meaningful the connection to Hashem, the more you experience the dissipation, the evaporation of your negative addictions. Now, the reality is that there are many people who cannot or do not or not able to or not required to say all the prayers. But those who do will find an astonishing number of times during the day, whether saying Pesukah de Zimra in Shacharis, morning prayers, and in your brachas during the day, your blessings, and in Shemone Esrei, and Shema Yisrael, and even Shema Yisrael before you go to sleep, and your benching, your blessing after meals. The number can reach an astonishing number of 500 or more. It's an incredible number of times. And even for those who are not able to or required to recite all of these blessings, just consider the number of times you say the Yud-K, Vav-K in your blessings, your brachas, your Kriya Shema, your Shema Yisrael, And whatever you may say during your daily davening, in the morning, in the afternoon, whenever, you'll find the number is far greater than you ever imagined. And for those of you who may not be saying Hashem's name, who may not be davening, saying prayers, saying brachas, I strongly urge you to consider gradually integrating saying Hashem's name through the brachas and through your prayers, or Kriya Shema during the day, even if it means the first sentence of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokeinu, Ad Hashem Echad. Learning to concentrate on the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. It's going to make a tremendous difference in your life, particularly as this program unfolds. So you can make a decision. It may be by saying Kriya Shema, or by saying the bracha before you eat, or after you eat, or saying the brachas in the morning, or Shacharis, or Shmoneh Esrei, whenever. So wherever you are on the spectrum of mentioning Hashem's name during the day, whether it's hundreds of times or a few times, or just beginning, you're going to discover a sea change, a significant change in your life, just by being aware of how many times you say this, these words, these letters. Because the more you say them, the more aware you are, the more real Hashem becomes, and the more your negative addictions disappear. So I have a suggestion, or I have an assignment, if you wish, for the next day, which is that your next level of Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei awareness towards your Shivisi principle is to begin to count the number of times you say Hashem's name in whatever you're reciting. But don't just run past it and be aware. Every time you say Hashem's name, even if you're saying it quickly, you should make a gesture, maybe by pointing a finger, or by closing your fist, or by having your fingers touch together, something that will emphasize and remind you that you are saying Hashem's name, so you can say it clearly and with kavanah, with intentionality. Even if you are saying it quickly, which is your way of declaring that Hashem's name is the source of all life in the universe, the source of your very being, and of all existence. So this is the second level of Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei awareness. And take the next day, or how much time you wish, to begin counting, becoming aware. And then we can move on to the next level of Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei awareness. In your journey towards transforming your negative addictions to an addiction of love and closeness to Hashem, your own neshama, and everyone around you.